can we get to know God even better? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Matty Montgomery has often wondered about this. He's found that prayer is the perfect place to begin the process.
As I think about the life of Jesus, I think that that is the model for what it looks like to be a Christian. And even Jesus would sneak away to spend time in the Father's presence, would sneak away to spend time in prayer. Prayer is the place where our foundation is laid. That's the place where God deals with the ingenuine things in my heart. That's the place where God deals with the selfish ambition in my heart. That's the place where God humbles me, where God turns me down so that he can increase.
So what then is your ultimate goal? Maddie says it should be completely understanding and identifying with Jesus Christ.
To be able to say with real confidence and real honesty that it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And so as I go into the place of prayer, that's where I go into the place where I say, God, come and cut away anything in me that is not of you. And in prayer is where we are transformed into the likeness of the Jesus that we so long to preach. There's no amount of talent or ability or gifted communication that can compensate for a dry prayer life. But man, if you are saturated in prayer, if you are saturated in worship, if you're saturated in the presence of God, you cannot help but let it shine. You cannot help but let it reach out of you and touch everybody that you come into contact with. Because as I experience the goodness of God in my prayer closet, all I do is celebrate that goodness everywhere else I go.
Yes, prayer is where you can get to know God better and where you can surrender to him. Then we have the confidence to reach out and make a difference in other people's lives for eternity.